It's time to meet the wind breaking, pig racing, never been champion of the
world. Man,
yes
indeed, as you can tell by that extraordinary intro, he's back
in action. Thank God for that. Holy smoke almighty,
I tell you,
holy smoke,
the mustache is gone and all things are back to normal in the world.
How long was that?
I tell you, that went on for a bit, it has to be said.
Oh, I'd say you were delighted. You were there. Oh, I haven't seen that gobdaw in so long.
Not at all.
It's so great. Well,
not at all. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, back and back to stay, so he says. Back for good, actually. That's the song I should have had
playing. Back for good, and it's official. I've no mustache. I've no ridiculous mustache.
Yeah, you can check it out on social media.
My furry hair is gone. Just me again. Just me again.
So this is it. So, all good. I'm coming back off a weekend for you like you would not believe. I mean, literally, they couldn't have planned it any better
for you. They couldn't have planned it any better. Yeah, unbelievable. Like, I mean, of course, for most of the country, it's disgraceful and disgusting and awful.
And they're already sick of it.
Oh, yeah. And the grubby dubby rubbies are after doing good. Yeah. Well, let me just tell you all. I got five fingers and five toes. Yeah. Oh, it's got to be
a weekend. Extraordinary weekend of sport. And I know it is one of those things with, you know, the Dubs winning on both the men and the women's front.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
That it's probably something that, you know, as you say, if you're not necessarily from Dublin, you really will not appreciate us going on and on and on and on and on.
But if you are from Dublin, out there, come on, boys and girls in the blue. Come on, all the people in blue.
Anyway, whatever you got up to over the weekend, hopefully it was a good one for you, whatever you were at. If you want to give us a shout, loads of people have already been on to welcome you back, PJ.
Thank you very much.
Delighted to see you and delighted not to see your moustache.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around, yeah. I had that ridiculous dead rat in my face since February, for the love of God.
Is it that long?
Well, that's how long it takes me to grow. I started that on Easter Monday and I had to start growing it in February. That's terrible, isn't it? I'm not a
so
man at all.
So, you've had it since, oh my God.
Since the end of February.
Long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty much the year.
That's
like I've been stuck walking around with that little dead rat on my face.
That's dedication. I wonder, would you get Daniel Day-Lewis doing that?
Yeah, I will. And then he wouldn't shave it off because it would be a process of coming out of character. Yeah, shut up.
Right, folks, here we go. It is Monday 16th of September. Thanks for hanging out with us, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 12 minutes past 6 o'clock. We will try and get through as many of the old WhatsApps and stuff. There's loads of them coming in. People are ecstatic, euphoric, PJ.
Euphoric,
to have you back. To have you back.
Ah, oh, there you go.
And no doubt there'll be jab about Dublin's victories over the weekend.
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
There'll be the odd jab in there.
I've been getting it already.
But we'll rise above it. We're
getting that all right. Well, congratulations. They must feel great being a professional team better than an amateur.
Have you already had
that? Ah, there's been loads of that going on, yeah.
I'm sure there'll be plenty.
And you know
more
what I
to
have
come.
To say to that?
What?
That's it. That's my well-pricked response to that. Yeah. Shove it up, young.
Beautifully phrased. Yeah, the Stereophonics, have a nice day here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 16th of September. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 16 minutes past 6 o'clock. It's not looking like a nice day at the minute around these parts. Anyway.
No, it's not. It's going to dry up, I think, isn't it, around these parts? I don't know what's going on around the country, though. It's a bit smelly, to say the least, but I'm having a nice day.
Absolutely.
As the song goes, I'm having a nice day.
And that's all that matters. Listen, 087-188-0008 as always, if you want to get us on WhatsApp. Right, back without the tash. It's time to get your head down on
get
the birthdays.
This on is the it birthdays. I've been this doing this for a while.
Start as you mean to go on.
No excuses anymore.
Five of them. Five decent enough ones, I'd say. I'd imagine most of them should be all right. If you're going to start with one of your own, as they say.
Yeah.
Comedian Russ Abbott.
Oh! Is he still banging around?
Well, I hope so, because his name is on the list.
Russ Abbott, Madhouse.
He didn't die or anything, did he? Well, and nobody told him.
Well, I hope not, no. Jeepers. Russ Abbott's Madhouse. I used to love Russ Abbott's Madhouse.
He was.
Mad as a brush.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. But I loved
to the point
Madhouse.
Where you'd almost worry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely, yeah. There was something going on there. But he was a huge... I think he's like about 7'4" or something, wasn't he? Known to be a huge man.
Yeah. And a slightly strange looking man.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. I want to Google image him now, but oh no, you can Google image but not give the game away, can't you?
Absolutely.
But I used to watch it religiously as a kid. Like
that's not where he started. That was his huge thing. That was his own, that was when he was already a big star, wasn't it? Did he get his break on one of those things? Lumen, opportunity knocks or some yoke like that, was it no? Or new faces or something.
I don't know now, to be honest.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. And he was in Last of the Summer Wine.
Last of the Summer Wine? Was he?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't remember him in that at all.
No, in the late ones. In the late ones, after all the original ones were dead, I think.
All right, jeez, I don't remember that at all. I just remember this man with basically a cavity block for a face.
Yeah.
doing all, you know, like the jaw on him.
Did he have a big hooter?
He did, yeah. The big sort of a hooky thrown on him.
Yeah.
And then just this, it was a proper couple of right angles at the bottom of his face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was like his face should have had a dangerous
He was destined for comedy.
On it. He was.
Comedy, he was.
He must be a fair age now.
He is,
jeepers,
yeah.
He must be. I'm going to say he's like 82.
72.
Oh, yeah.
What a start.
I thought he was older than that. No, I really did think he was older than that.
Right, jeepers. Okay. What about Lloyd Grossman?
Who lives in the house like this?
That's him. Sauce maker extraordinaire.
Yeah.
I've never tasted a Lloyd Grossman sauce.
No, neither have I, no. I'm not into
you
a sauce.
You don't need anything that comes out of a jar, do you?
I do, yeah. Well, Peanut butter. I do.
Yeah, Lloyd, making some peanut butter.
If Lloyd Grossman
was
banging out the peanut butter, I'd be scoffing it every day, yeah. That's, yeah, Lloyd Grossman. Jeepers, yeah, because that's all I know him from is who lives in the house.
Exactly. Is he famous for that and sauces?
I don't know. Did you see it? Everyone's going on about Room to Improve last night. They're all talking about it. Did you see it?
No, I missed it.
I saw the house at the end. And everybody's raving about it. Oh, now some job in fairness. Some job. They're all just some gaff. Oh, yeah.
Like I see. You weren't overly impressed, no?
The new modern sort of minimalism and, you know, everything's really clean and spacious and loads of light and all.
Yeah.
I hate all that.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Do you want to live in a cave? What?
No, there's nothing homely about it. You know, waking up and it's like you're on a spaceship or something, it looks like.
Oh, right.
I'm not into it. I'm like, where's the dog go? No.
The dog goes wherever he wants.
Nah, he wouldn't be in it. It doesn't look like he belongs. And like, the windows are too big, you know? If you'd like, if it was a burglar, it's like a pick-a-mix for a burglar.
Was this thing in a street or was it in the middle of a
country? Doesn't matter. It's even worse.
No, you know what I mean? Because
country.
Like it would be a bit mad having windows that size, let's say. Just mean where I used to live in Finglas or somewhere.
Yeah,
live in, you know, Merino.
Ah, yeah. That was just like a human unusual. Aquarium.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
That's all that is, yeah.
You wouldn't really put windows like that in there.
No.
Necessarily.
I wouldn't put them in a roof now, to be honest with you. I just think a lot. I'm not into it. You know, I tell you, Lloyd Grossman would be going, who lives in a house like this?
Well, I can see in. The windows are so bloody big. I know. I can see him there.
He doesn't even have to do the show in the house. Just walks right outside with a stick pointing at things. Right, I've got to say he's like 60. No, he's 70. Oh, sorry.
Go on, stay in the 60s.
68.
69!
Ah!
69. Right, what about this lad? David Copperfield.
David Copperfield?
Yeah.
Oh! I actually thought he was like Jesus coming back when I was a kid.
He's the most successful magician in the history of magic.
Of all time. He made the Statue of Liberty disappear, man.
Yeah.
I watched it on TV live and it was like the middle of the night in the 80s.
That's what I'm saying.
And we were all up watching it.
That was the day. That was before any of these lads, you know, David Blaine had put himself in a box and hung himself over a river.
Oh, my God. It was a miracle we were able to see it because the national anthem used to come on at 11:30 and you had to go to bed. And the telly wouldn't start again until, like, I don't know, 10 o'clock the next day or something.
Yeah, because he started making elephants disappear and all that, didn't he?
Yeah, that was great. But when he made the statue, literally just went, oh, me jabers. And then he was flying. Do you remember when he did the flying?
Yes.
Ah, man. It was like, this is outrageous.
That's when we were gullible sods.
That's when, like, you literally, there was no explanation except for, he's magic.
Yeah, that's it. It's magic.
Unbelievable. I don't know how he got his superpowers, but he got them.
Yeah, and you're always looking at going, now, look at I'm a sensible man. There's just no way that that could be done without me knowing it.
Yeah.
So it must be magic.
So it must be magic.
I mean, you'd see the wires or whatever.
Yeah. Sure, he flew in where the statue used to be. That's what you'd be saying. They flew a helicopter through where the statue used to be. What explanation could you have for it?
Brilliant.
David Copperfield. Oh, he was just gift and the cheesiest man.
Grossed over $1 billion he has.
Yeah.
From his shows.
It's Michael Jackson of magic.
It's incredible.
And he looks just as scary as
Yeah.
Right, he's...
Does he ever talk?
Oh, yeah.
Does he talk?
I'm going to do something today they said couldn't be done.
Talks to him, right.
You thought it couldn't be done. They warned me when I embarked on this endeavour that... you know, it was all that sort of stuff. I'm going to say he's like 63.
Right, a couple more just to finish up. One of your favourites, Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke?
Yeah, the man behind The Wrestler.
Yeah, he fiddled with his face way too much.
Well, I was just going to say, whatever we had to say about Russ Abbott, we'll have to take it all back.
He looks like a plastic surgery disaster. He looks like he did himself. Yeah. He looks like he bought DIY kit online.
Yeah, to be honest with you, he looks... there was some reason that Mala was on the show last week. I can't remember what the reason for it was, but he looks like he's used it.
He does, yeah.
And pushed it onto his face.
Five simple steps to make yourself look like a lizard is what he's done with himself. He's unbelievable looking. Isn't he?
It is.
He fiddled with his face way too much. You can't get plastic surgery and then go boxing, man. Like, that's asking for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't put silicone on your head and then have and a fella punch it into a different shape.
That's actually, it's a bit like that. It's a bit like a really bad pottery class, isn't it?
It is, yeah. That's what his face is like.
I just
like.
Put a load of clay on. And then they'll let a lad loose on it.
Yeah.
And whatever ends up happening.
That's exactly what he's like.
He'll mould it into
shape. He's
like
a beginner's face from a pottery class.
Yeah, yeah. Except the lad who was doing it was an apprentice panel beater.
Yeah, they're
and he hadn't quite gotten to grasp
it. They're like, so what do you think of the face I made? Oh, it's a bit... right. It's a, we're going more David Copperfield and less Mickey Rourke next week. How about that? he's 61.
57.
Ah.
And then,
all over the place, yeah.
Here we go. This will bring you back to your youth again. Finally, Neville Southall.
Neville Southall, the bin man of Everton.
Giant goalkeeper.
Oh!
He was a man now, to be fair, who...
With a tash.
With a tash, exactly.
He had a hell of a tash. He was a proper big Liverpool tash on him, yeah.
And also, he'd... he's quite a big Liverpool gut on him at
he
times.
He did, yeah.
Towards the end.
Oh, my God. He would be scoffing breakfast rolls playing in goals there for Everton. He'd be battering away the ball for penalties.
With one hand.
Hitting them with a baguette and all, he would. Oh, he went against the grain in so many ways.
But a great keeper.
Great keeper.
But
just slightly... Well, now, a great keeper.
A slightly unorthodox
shape at
the end. A
great shot stopper more than a keeper. Yeah, you know, he wasn't catching anything.
Yeah.
Like,
he went to be a goalkeeper specifically for the reasons that he was told. You don't have to do a lot of running.
Yeah. If they cover the ball in chocolate, then you cut it in his teeth and everything. Like, he was an old... And he's a great bloke. He's on Twitter now as his new thing.
Is he?
And he's one of these fellas. He's really into trans rights and all of this thing is his new buzz.
Neville Southall
this is.
Is
his new thing. Yeah.
Neville Southall.
Neville Southall's new thing is promoting transgender rights on Twitter and all. That's his new
Fair
thing.
Fair play to you, Neville Southall.
Which is just something you never imagine him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's many things I thought you were going to say. That was not one of them.
That's not the one you think, yeah? From the bin man of Everton to, you know what I mean? From the bin man of Everton to the...
And now he's a civil rights activist.
To the transgender Twitter man. It's unbelievable. I tell you, what a man.
You don't know what life has in store for you.
You don't know.
Right. How old is he?
He's 56.
61.
Oh, that was way... I knew before I opened my stupid mouth that was wrong. That's what you get for slagging.
It was an illustrious start. It's good to have you back, buddy.
It's good to have you back. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, don't worry. We like to start. Start doesn't mean to go on. Completely incorrect.
Nice one, John. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Very
welcome
well.
Welcome back to the mornings.
How are you all doing?
For an extended stint.
Indeed.
Oh, I'd say you just are delighted to be around Dubs today, are you?
Thrilled skinny, absolutely.
Yeah, it's literally, John's there.
Skinny.
It's raining outside. He's got two Dublin oafs talking to him in the morning.
I would never ever suggest anyone is an oaf by any stretch. That is a medieval.
But you'll make an exception in our part.
Not at all, no. But they're having the homecoming on the 29th.
What's that about? That's so far away.
Yeah. I don't know why it couldn't be next weekend.
Do you know why that is, John? That's because that's to allow the rest of the country to start to feel safe again. That they're going to shut up.
We're going to stop gloating,
and then we'll ramp it back up again.
Well, you see, there's two things. I mean, the Dublin footballers clearly are very good at what they do because they've won 5 titles in a row. Never been done before. But the wider issue is a debate on money and finances, which annoys Dublin people no end, and which country people bring up readily and at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
The fact that Dublin have received 18.5 million quid in the last 12 years.
It's great, isn't it?
Just as a point in question, John.
Yes, and Cork, with granted whatever it is, a quarter of the population, have picked up 2 million or something in the same period. It's one of those wider debates, you know.
But I do
like the way they play football. They're very good.
How much of that did the women get?
Did you get that passive aggressive sense off, John?
Just a little bit. Did you get that?
Yeah, he took back the oath.
It's a bit like saying.
I wouldn't personally call you a big gobshite, but I mean, I have heard it said about you.
And I didn't disagree then either.
Not at all. Congratulations to Dublin.
Oh, that hurt them.
That's Alphaville, Big in Japan, and David Guetta just ahead of that one. Love Takes Over here at Classic Hits. Waking up Matthew, PJ and Jim.
Cracker of a song.
Which one? The Big in Japan?
Big in Japan. That's a cracking 80s banger now, that one is. I'm going to be walking around. I'm getting sushi for me lunch now after that. I'm so excited listening to it.
Inspired.
Yeah, he's so passionate about Japan for no reason.
There was a kind of a fascination with it.
Around that time. It was the Japanese boys. Turning Japanese.
Exactly.
It was a big, for a couple of years there. Everybody wanted to be mad.
What was happening in the middle of the 80s?
I don't know. Well, sure, all we knew in the 80s about Japan was ninjas as well. We never even heard of sushi. If we hadn't known they were eating raw fish in the 80s, are you trying like fish fingers?
I won't be torn in Japanese.
Sure, who could eat a raw fish finger? You wouldn't have a clue.
Listen, 0871 880 0008. PJ back in action with us today. If you want to give us a shout, you can get us on WhatsApp for free. Loads of people have. We better start making an effort to get through a few of these. See what we found for you. I don't know what that is. Somebody sent us in a reference. What did you read that now? Something about the Sam Maguire Cup thing. Anyway, whatever. It's a did you know moment from somebody for you.
Oh, right, yeah. Was it the first? It's too much for me to be reading there. I can't handle that in a minute. I'm too busy thinking about Japan.
Right. Okay. North said Tony's been on. Enjoyed hearing a little bit of Depeche Mode earlier on. Brings him back to his days of rocking it out in the Grove in St. Paul's in Raheny.
Oh, there you go. Sure, we all did that.
Jer Brennan, my favourite Dubs player ever, a legend on and off the field. Why is that? No, that's a lot. That's old.
That's from when Jeepers, he went back a few weeks there.
My God.
Yeah.
That's the one that popped up. Anyway, Budgie in Fox Rock. Back to work with a hangover from Saturday. Good for you, Budgie.
Celebrating the Dubs.
JP's been on to say, looking very fresh. PJ?
Thank you very much. How does he know?
Well, because he must have been looking at your social media.
Yeah, should I put up a picture? And talk. How does he know? The world of social media.
He also says, bring back the tash. Samson cutting his hair.
It is not like that at all.
It's taking away your powers.
I'm fresh-faced and fussy-free or whatever. Oh, my God, look at that. Somebody's sending us a picture of selection boxes in the shops. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Sheila in Shankill.
Tesco's in Shankill. Especially for God's sake. They're last year's. They can't catch up in Shankill.
Yeah. Dan in Cork says, Mickey Rourke's face looks like a lad took a lump hammer to a bowling ball.
There you go, now. This is what happens.
Jim, please settle a debate between myself and my husband. Did you do the voice of... Yes, I did.
Oh, is it you?
Yes.
Is it?
I know. I tell you, that's the ultimate insult, isn't it? When they get somebody good-looking to be on the telly, they just use your voice for him.
Is that a thing? Is it?
Yeah, it's, you know when they do the foreign ads and you have to dub them?
So it's some German lad or whatever and he's walking around.
Some good-looking Spanish chef or something. I don't know what he is.
Really?
Yeah.
And your voice is coming out of his mouth?
Yeah. I know, it's
that's
weird, isn't it?
I will literally do... stick that ad up on somewhere that we can have a laugh about it.
I will literally do anything for money just to put that out there.
So, like...
I literally have no pride.
So, Fritz or Mac... Bunkle Whistle or whatever his name is comes out and he starts.
That's been around for years. Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, it's just it was redone there recently. That's all.
And it's you. So what's he looking for?
He's what's he looking for?
Yeah, in the Pharmaton ad, like what's he saying with your voice? What's he looking for in the pharmacy?
No, he's working in his restaurant or whatever. He's a chef.
What?
And he's just, you know, gone on about how, like, you know, you need your your boost. Your Pharmaton boost to keep it going, you know?
Oh, it's not. It's Pharmaton isn't a pharmacy, isn't it?
No, Pharmaton's a capsule.
Oh, I thought it was a chemist. Like. I thought Fritz or Mac Bunkin Whistle went into a Pharmaton and says.
Have you never heard of Pharmaton?
Give us a pack of cotton buds and some hair oil or whatever.
You know what I mean? It's like a multivitamin.
No, I thought it was a chain of pharmacies.
It's got ginseng in it as well.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I didn't know anything about that.
Would you like me to quote it? No, I won't.
Yeah, yeah, do the ad, do the ad, do the ad.
Wish I could remember. Also, somebody, because we mentioned David Copperfield's birthday today, somebody said, do you remember when he brought all the ships back in the Bermuda Triangle?
I do.
Oh, my God.
It was so ridiculous.
And we believed it.
Believed it. They obviously just projected a whole load of things onto a mist.
It was...
That's ghosts.
Ridiculous.
He not only brought back ghosts, but he brought back their vehicles as well. And we believed it. It was amazing.
Greg and Ballinasloe was on to say, we're talking about Lloyd Grossman's birthday. He said, I never knew Lloyd Grossman and Pat Kenny had the same voice. Thanks, PJ. I thought your Lloyd Grossman was very good. He's very cruel, isn't he, on your first day back?
First day back.
Unbelievable.
Who lives in a house like this? Wow.
Deirdre lit the fire in your honour last night.
Oh, look at that.
She was so happy you were coming
back.
She lit the fire.
Look at that. Oh, my God. It is getting it's getting to that stage, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've been carrying a bag of logs in the back of the car now since last year. Isn't that unbelievable?
And you haven't used one yet.
I haven't used them, yeah.
Here.
In last year. Shocking. You know how many times I've driven to Cork with the same bag of logs in the back of
the car? The most well-travelled bag of logs ever.
Yeah, they are, yeah. Literally claimed by the rebel. They're rebel logs now at this stage.
Yeah, somebody thinks you're, I don't know, ferrying logs across the border. I don't know. I think that lad is smuggling trees out and he's just smuggling them out in different pieces.
He's hanging around with that fella with two bodies, same voice.
I think he brings them back up to Dublin and he sellotapes them back together again and plants them.
Yeah, himself and Pharmaton are up to something there. Keep your eye on them. But they're extra logs and they're double bodies. I tell you, something going on.
Connor McDermott's been on. Say, guys, I have a very excited little boy in the car. We're heading off on holidays. He's getting 2 weeks off school. He'd love a shout out. We listen every morning. Absolutely. Sorry, that is... It's Connor is the little boy. I don't know who the dad is. Or maybe it's the mum, Laura.
Yeah, maybe it's Laura. Anyway, how are you, Connor?
Connor, have a fantastic 2 weeks off.
Have a great one, Connor. Enjoy your 2 weeks.
Morning, lads. Quick question. Does anyone know where this year went? Did Easter happen? Yes. Just wondering, since it's halfway through September.
Honestly, Chris, I can't help you out there. I wish I knew the answer to that myself. I haven't got a whistler's where it went.
Margaret, sending congratulations and welcoming you back, PJ.
Oh, thank you very much, Margaret. And welcome you back, Margaret, again this morning.
Fred was on the lash yesterday.
Oh, of course. There was a lot of that going on.
There was a lot of that going on. Happy Monday from Joe and Drimna. Good luck to Bose tonight from Pawdy.
Yeah!
No, that's Antoinette, I think.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, Crumlin tonight in Richmond Park. And the winner plays Shamrock Rovers. It'll be the hardest game to get a ticket for this year. It'll be harder than an All-Ireland to get a ticket for that.
If
Bose beat Crumlin and go through, it'll be an absolute scramble to get tickets for that.
And is that home and away thing, or is it neutral ground, or what?
It'll be, which, tonight?
No, if they do make it through.
If they make it through tonight, they play Shamrock Rovers and Dalymount.
Right.
In the Cup. Dear God, and winner goes to the Aviva. Oh, my God. I mean,
it's all to play for.
It's all to play for.
All to play for. Who's this? I don't know who that is. Somebody from Cork sending
gorgeous
thing about
morning.
The
look at the sky in Cork this morning. Wow.
About your moustache being gone and you being back. English Ian has been on as well. Also, Derek, the taxi driver in Swords, talking about an epic Saturday. It was indeed an epic Saturday. And there's loads more as well. Apologies if we didn't get through. We'll get through as many of them as we possibly can. But there's loads going on today. It is a Double Money Monday, of course. We've got something very special we'll tell you about after 7 as well, happening with Lidl this morning. We'll tell you about that. And, of course, it is the start of Orlando A Go-Go.
Yeah.
We'll be heading off to the States. We'll be doing that a little bit later. In fact, after 7 as well.
Sending someone to Orlando. Amazing.
Pretty cool. And, of course, PJ Gallagher is back.
Sorry to disappoint. Things were looking so good.
It's time to play Orlando a Go Go. With touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando.
Yeah, here we go, folks. This is the start of it. This is the chance for you to get your hands on an incredible 10-night family stay to Orlando, Florida. Oh, well, thanks to touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando. Incredible. Of course, Orlando is like literally the theme park capital of the world.
It pretty much is, yeah. I think they only built Florida so they could get the theme parks into Orlando. I think that was the size.
They actually built the theme parks and built Florida around
it. Around it, so there'd be somewhere to stay.
So it's cool. It's the 10-night family stay, right? And you can get go and do whatever it is you want to do. But we're also throwing in tickets to an Orlando Magic basketball game. So you can actually go along and see the Orlando Magic play.
I'd love that.
I've never been to a basketball game.
Never been to a pro basketball game.
Not even a kind of a, you know, in an Irish context, I've never been to a basketball
game. No, neither have I. Even when it was big in the 80s. Remember everyone was doing it in the 80s. I never even went in. I missed out.
So listen, if you want to get involved, this is what you have to do. You've got to, basically, our PJ is going to give you 40 seconds. Is it 40 seconds? It says 40 seconds on my sheet. But anyway, 40 seconds to guess as many celebrities as possible. Basically, who do you know in Orlando? He'll be reading a description of a celebrity. If you identify it, that's one on the board. But you can't pass.
Yeah, you cannot pass. So we have to keep going. We have to keep getting. I'll keep trying to get clues for you. So you can guess the celebrity and then hopefully you'll have the biggest number. And if you have the biggest number, then you go into the draw. That's as simple as that, really. So, for instance, if it came to Jim McCabe, I'd go, the Irish voice of the Spanish man in the Farmerton ad. And you'd obviously go, that's Jim McCabe.
Right. You know what I mean? Suffice to say, that's very unlikely to come up. Right?
Although I'm in control of the list here.
There'll be
that may very well be your first one today.
There'll be actual celebrities on the list that you'll try and guess in the 40 seconds with PJ's description. So, if you're up for it, if you want to get in to win this amazing 10-night family stay to Orlando, Florida, courtesy of touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando, all you got to do is text, actually WhatsApp the word WIN to 087-188-0008, and then it's up to Magic Mike to get you on.
Hey, Magic Mike will get you on, yes. That's the crack. So it's pretty simple, in theory.
Yeah.
But not that simple when you've got me shouting and barking clues down. Right! The Irish fella! Farmathon!
Good stuff, Dr. Alban. Sing Hallelujah here at Classic Hits. 13 minutes past 7. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. He's back and he's bad. PJ Gallagher back with us for good, he claims. The tash is gone.
No getting rid of me now.
This is it. He's back in action. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp. It is Double Money Monday, so we're going to have a go in about a little over half an hour, I suppose. We'll be playing for €1,400 on that, so if you want to check out Classic Hits, I'll be ahead of it.
Ahead of that, so. But before that, modern day annoyances. There's a list in the paper today. It's in the Star, actually, and it's made me understand why I'm more annoyed now than I've ever been. Not previously. I mean, I get more annoyed every day, and I don't think it's something to do with this list. But this is definitely an element to it.
Right.
Right? Because now, when you think about it, there's things in the world now that annoy you so much, that like irritants, little irritants, that really just get on your nerves, that 10 years ago, they didn't even exist.
Ah,
they
right,
didn't
okay.
even exist.
Are we talking technologically?
Pretty much, but we're all slaves to the feckin' technology now. Yeah. Like, you know, so something like, you know, when you're watching YouTube or whatever, and you go, oh, you want to see this video here, and an ad comes on, and you can't skip it. You're like, oh, my God, I got it.
That's annoying.
It's really annoying.
Or little clips from football stuff I've noticed now. They give you the thing, your ad will play after these two adverts.
Yeah, and you're like,
your clip will play after these two ads.
And you're like, I can't deal with this.
I never watch them.
Yeah, where am I going to get 3 minutes out of my life today?
Exactly.
Now I'm going to have to lie down for 5 minutes to recover from the shock. You know, and things like that, like, say, if you want to, set up a new social media account or something, and then you go, like, Jim McCabe, it's gone.
Yeah.
And then you have to go, well, what am I going to call myself now? Jim McCabe, the lad from Farmathon, or something like that.
Oh, my God.
You know, right, you have to start, you know, you have to get more surreal in your choices or whatever.
Yeah.
So all these sort of things.
And then as a result, you end up then with a ridiculous username. Where it's like, PJ739Q.
Yeah.
Gallagher XYZ.
Farmer Jim 101. You know,
I'll tell you something. It's not luck. It's hard work.
That's the line from the ad. He did the line. He did the line from the ad.
Well, come on, anyway, what's the little annoyances?
So there's a whole sort of list of them here. Some of them are older than... Actually, I've got a top 10. I don't know if you want to play the top 10.
Why didn't you tell me that?
I beg your pardon, I didn't have it ready for you. So
top
it was commissioned, by the way, a study by O2 to launch their new sort of unlimited thing. Who cares? I'm not going to care about any
of that. Just something, I'd say our little top 10 music is probably the most used music we have.
Because we love an L countdown.
We do love a countdown. We are partial to a
countdown. Oh, my God, yeah.
So, stand by.
Right, in at number 10, we're in one of the old style ones here, but still something to complain about when you think not enough leg room on a journey. In fairness, it is a modern day problem.
Yeah.
Years ago, you get in the plane and you'd be complaining because the seat was so far away you couldn't reach your drink holder. Now you get on.
It's ridiculous.
And your man's ear hair is in your nose getting on some flights
now. And now extra leg room means you can actually fit your legs in.
That's it,
That's all.
I know.
Doesn't mean you can stretch out.
No, forget stretching out. You need to pay the big dollars to be in with the Arab lads and all. Buying your own bed on the plane to get that.
Yeah, they'd have to strap you to a wing.
Yeah, so now in number 9, running out of mobile phone data. That's a very modern problem. Getting more frequent, by the way. Can I have a word with you there, mobile phone people? Like, it used to be a time it never happened. Now I get these messages a week after I paid me bill.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, you've used 90% of your... wandering around.
Would you like to buy more storage?
90%? What? How have I used 90% on Twitter?
Yeah.
So there you go. In at number 8 then. Not being able to find the end of a sticky tape. A problem as old as time itself, I would say.
You know what I mean? Oh my God. That comes down as one of our greatest annoyances, does it?
It does, yeah. Like, actually, to be modern fair, day.
When you need it. I mean, it just sounds weird now even saying sticky tape. When's the last time you used a bit of sellotape, Martin?
I don't know. Like, I wrap my presents in tinfoil. I don't be thinking about these things.
Which is actually a great thing, because tinfoil holds its shape. Don't even need the sticky tape.
No, that's exactly it, yeah. You just roll it around. That's all you need, just roll it around. And when you use too much, you just crunch up the ends. Job done. Nobody needs anything.
Every present you give looks like a giant silver Christmas cracker, does it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Magnificent.
And then they're like,
show something. I am weirdly in admiration of that.
Yeah, it's the job, yeah.
Bizarre.
You know, you can just, and then you don't need to, it was brilliant. Would you not get into the spirit of things?
No.
So you and your spirit, where's it get you? Sticky tape problems.
Exactly, yeah.
Number 7, when your computer needs to update every single morning. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You can't turn on your phone or computer right now without... Yeah, would you like to update now or later? Remember there used to be a leave me alone button? Do you remember that? Years ago, there was like, your phone update, would you? And you could just like, couldn't be arsed.
Right, yeah.
That's gone.
Is it?
It's gone. There is no couldn't be arsed.
You don't have an hour later in the thing, no?
No, there's no couldn't be arsed. Now it's now or later.
Yeah.
That's it. There's no, would you like to update, yes or no? Couldn't care less. Don't want it. You can't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You
so
can't
they're giving
do that.
It to you whether you want it
now
or not.
And then now my phone does this thing where it goes, well, do you know something? If you don't do it now, we're going to, next time you plug it in at night, we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to sneak it on you.
Yeah.
We're going to update without your permission. It's the new way of doing it.
It's like giving you a U2 album you never asked for.
It's like, I'm getting upset because you got something for free.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's like. That's exactly what it's like. Number 6, paying extra for your luggage on a flight. That was never a thing. That was never a thing. Remember when it wasn't?
No.
You never had to pay. When
you were going on holidays, you had your luggage.
Oh, mind you, years ago it was mad. Do you remember years ago, like you'd be going on a flight to Spain or something, and your ma'd be making you put on a suit in case the pilot's seen you. You see, Mike doesn't get it. He's shaking his head. What? That was a thing. Do you remember?
Yeah.
You used to have to dress up to get on the plane.
You wear your good clothes.
Yeah, you had to wear the good clothes. Yeah, you're mad. Have you in a tuxedo sitting on the plane nearly. They're going, what? The pilot will see you. You'll be called a disgrace. You have to wait. It was like seeing really posh to get on a plane.
Absolutely.
And you're there going, you couldn't be letting the side down.
Yeah. And to work on it, to be an air hostess or cabin crew, as they're called now, obviously.
Yeah.
Back then it was air hostesses.
But you were allowed to bring anything on a plane back then as well. You were allowed to bring on a gun and say, it's just to light me cigarette. I'll be smoking down the back. Number 5, late trains and buses. Tale as old as time. A tale as old as time. I was waiting for a bus yesterday, for example, to go into Crow Park.
Yeah.
And I was like using the apps and everything. And you know what it says? Your bus is due in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's due in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's just when it's due in 16 minutes. I was like, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And it was not the invisible bus just went past, apparently. That's what upsets me. The one day getting the bus in about 2 years. Running out of phone battery. Unbelievable. Never happened when we had Nokias.
Yeah.
Never happened. In 100 years, somebody's going to dig up a Nokia.
And it'll still have a charge.
And it'll still be playing Snake on its own. Charge, not a bother on it. Into the top three now. Forgetting passwords. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Bane of my life.
Bane of my life. And then set a new one. Grand. I don't care. I use my name.
Yeah.
PJ. No.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Can't do that.
You need to have a symbol in it.
Must contain one capital letter, four numbers, a symbol, some acrylics, and a crayon. You're like, oh, for Jesus' sake. And then you pick something. You cannot use one you've used before.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I just used. I'm just trying to buy a pair of runners. Why do I need a password to buy a pair of runners?
That's the worst one of all.
I hate everything.
It's all for your security. So yeah, okay, right, grand.
And then you get some flute on the 6 o'clock show or something saying, yeah, remember to have a different password for anything. Are you joking me? I can't even get one for anything.
Because you'd end up just having to write everything down.
Yeah, like on the page in your back pocket.
That's exactly it.
Number two, calls from unknown numbers. Oh, yeah. Calls from any numbers. Any
numbers. I'd never, ever answer a call from an unknown number.
I wouldn't answer a call from any. Why are you calling me? We are in the modern day. Twitter, text, WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram. There's so many ways to contact people. And you want to converse over the phone like some caveman.
Yeah.
What are Actually, you talking about?
It wouldn't have to be an unknown number for you. Anybody who's calling you, you can immediately assume, doesn't know you.
Yeah. Why would...
If they don't know your preferences, seriously, for not speaking to
in
people.
In the modern day, seriously, why does anyone go, hang on there and I ring them?
Yeah.
You honestly expect people to answer a phone? In 2019?
Shocking. You're right, it's disgraceful.
Outrageous behaviour. And on the number one, and this is definitely something that bugs us all, intermittent Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
When your Wi-Fi is on
just
and off.
Just bad Wi-Fi.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know, like.
And Wi-Fi in commercial places in Ireland is desperate. You have to turn it off and just use
off.
Your 4G.
Or you know in the
Any
cities.
Any of the places like, hey, we have free Wi-Fi. Yeah, but you can't use it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't work.
App won't load.
Yeah, you
it's
don't
terrible.
Have free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You have a free frustration.
Yeah.
You've got a free problem you want to share with everybody else and nobody wants it.
Exactly.
You remember when Dublin started this free Wi-Fi on the streets and it was just a bunch of people walking into poles cursing because it doesn't work.
Exactly.
You can't.
There's nothing worse. All of those free Wi-Fi places, you know, complimentary Wi-Fi. Yeah, because you can't download anything on it.
I have to turn it off now. Yeah. I have to ask my phone to forget it now because it doesn't do anything.
You're right.
I tell you,
that is a very good list.
I've seen Wi-Fi so bad that I honestly thought, and I genuinely, I know it was bad, but I honestly thought, I wish someone would call me now and I could forget about this.
Yeah, Blondie and Call Me here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. He's back in action. PJ back with us this morning. 7:26, loads still to come. We got our first go at Orlando Agogo. Going to be playing for €1,400 on the Hitbit. After 8, the breakfast table quiz. Actually, something else very special after 8. We all love to talk, but sometimes... Well, I say we all love to talk. Some of us more than others, PJ, eh?
Ain't that the truth,
eh?
Yeah.
Eh?
Some of us don't shut up at all, but that's all right.
But sometimes it's better to just listen. And at 8:21 a.m., that's very precise, 8:21 a.m. this morning, we're going to do something special. It's a station first, and it's all to support young people's mental health with Jigsaw and Lidl, More for Youth, proudly supported by Classic Hits. So looking forward to that, something very special, well worth tuning in for, 8:21 this morning. Thanks a million, John. 7:37. My God, look at the time. What the heck is going on? 7:37. We've got to move on. Get a move on, will we? Right, this is very, very close indeed. And of course, it's the Double Money Monday on the Hitbit.
Double Money Monday, €1,400 on the Hitbit. So 087-188-0008. Send us a text if you want to have a go on the WhatsApp, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Don't send your guests. Just give us your name and where you are. And we'll get Mike onto you and hopefully give you a big bag of cash for a Monday.
It's time to play Orlando Agogo. Orlando Agogo. With touramerica.ie and visit Orlando.
Right, here we go. Very first person to have a bash at Orlando A-Go-Go. The chance to head off for a 10-night family stay to Orlando, Florida. It's all with thanks to touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando. We're throwing in tickets to an Orlando Magic basketball game too. And of course, while you're there, you can explore all sorts of fabulousness. Universal Orlando Resort, Walt Disney World. It's the theme park capital of the world. And of course, plenty of old shopping as well, if you're that way inclined.
Absolutely, yeah. Loads of shopping and all that crack. And look, it's America. What can't you do in America?
Correct.
And of course, we get the person on show and have a chat for us.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be Darren Hogan in Limerick. How are you, Darren?
Good morning, PJ. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Darren. How are you, sir?
I'm good, and you?
Yeah, yeah. Flying form for Monday. Flying form. Did you do anything yourself over the weekend?
Not much. No, watched the football game on Saturday, and that was about it.
Good stuff.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah, she'll have to, yeah. And were you happy, or how did you feel about it? As if I don't already know.
yeah, say no more, Darren. That laugh says it all.
It really does, doesn't it? It really does.
Right, so listen, Darren, here's the story, okay? 40 seconds is what we have. PJ is going to start describing celebrities, okay? You need to guess who the celebrities are, all right?
Okay.
We need to get as many as we possibly can in the 40 seconds. Unfortunately, if you get stuck on one, we can't move on. You have to get it before we can move on. You can't pass, okay?
Okay.
Right, so the very best of luck. PJ, good to go?
I hope so.
Right, okay. Darren Hogan in Limerick. Here we go.
She was known as the Queen of Pop and sang Like a Prayer. Married to
Madonna.
Sean. Yeah, she was in Destiny's Child.
Beyonce.
That's it. She was in the Spice Girls. Was the youngest Spice Girl.
Emma Bunton.
Yeah, she sang famously to JFK. Happy birthday.
Marilyn Monroe.
Her name is a colour.
Pink.
Yeah, she's the godwoman of soul. Is that what you say?
Aretha Franklin.
That's the job. She is married to Barack.
Michelle Obama.
She has the most famous chat show of all time.
Oprah Winfrey.
That was very impressive.
I tell you something. And I was, you probably would have got more if I wasn't so panicky. There you go.
That was very impressive, I have to say.
And I'm glad you got that one because, to be honest with you, just before the bell rang, I was looking at the next one going, I haven't a clue what to say about this person.
Right, so by my reckoning, Darren, Magic Mike, of course, is our official adjudicator. He'll verify this. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's
you got.
A really high score.
Oh, that's going to take a bit
really
of beating.
That's a really high score.
That's going to take a bit of beating, Darren. Listen, if nobody beats that for today, then you'll be in the draw for the chance to win 10 nights in Orlando with thanks to touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando. Well done, Darren.
Fingers crossed, Les. Fingers crossed.
Absolutely. What a start.
Tell you, how he got Godfather's Woman of Soul, I don't know.
Have a good day, Darren. Take care of yourself,
all
man.
Right,
cheers.
See you. Good luck.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. Very good, very good. What do you think of that, Michael? Are you giving that a seal of approval?
Yeah, that was very good, all right.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, last week I was saying to Michael that maybe he should have, you know, changed it up a bit. So he went went to go full soprano.
Right.
You know, full high, kind of full falsetto.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How did that end?
Oh, it was pretty awful now.
Oh, I'm glad to hear.
I was so obsessed.
I'm delighted.
It was my last day.
Oh,
and I thought
yeah.
this is going to be the big outro, do you know what I mean? And it was awful.
Oh,
he
so
started well. He just broke down into a fit of giggles then and all went wrong.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, thank God. I was wondering why he wasn't staring me out or trying to intimidate me today.
Right, let's do it. Double Money Monday.
Double Money Monday. I don't have names. What's the start? Unfortunately, I'm going to have to leave this in the capable hands.
No, you
hands,
do. You do have names.
You have names.
Oh, then I just didn't refresh or something, did I? What did I do?
Do
you know what I did? Did I log out? No, I didn't know. I'm looking at the wrong place.
I think I put them in the wrong place.
I beg your pardon.
Sorry.
I beg your pardon.
Sorry, Anchorman.
Yeah.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Hey, I read what's put in front of me, right? That's all I know how to do. I do have names. I beg your pardon. And then, first off is Georgina in Cork. Hiya, Georgina.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? How are you getting on? What's it like in the gorgeous county of Cork this morning?
Very, very dull.
Oh, that's because PJ's left it, is it? Is that because...
Oh, that's it. We're all crying.
Are you missing him already? Are you missing him already?
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to get up this morning. I was so upset.
There you go. Yeah, see what you've done. Cork is crying,
it's
PJ.
It's funny, Georgina, because they didn't want to get out of bed today here because I was coming in. They were that upset. So how are you getting on? Anyway, we'll try and give you a few quid, Georgina. What do you think it is?
Excellent. I think it's Finally by Cece Peniston.
Oh, right, Cece Peniston, right, okay.
Finally, Michael.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Cece, lads, the thing is here now, we finally get to cross this off the list because it's wrong.
Sugar. Okay.
Sugar indeed.
I'll try again.
Was that it, Michael?
That was it.
That's it.
Are you tired this morning?
It's a
Michael?
Monday. It's been a long weekend.
So.
Georgina, thanks for having a bash.
Okay,
take care of yourself.
Thank you. Bye.
See you, Georgina.
Bye.
Right, so back to Limerick for the second time this morning with Derek. How are you, Derek?
Hi, lads. How's it going?
Oh, good, Derek. What about yourself?
Struggling here in a wet Monday in Limerick.
Monday in Limerick.
It's not your best morning then, Derek, no?
No, not so far anyway.
Right, well, let's try and change that.
Let's try and change that. Let's try and put some cash in your pocket. 1,400 quid, Derek. What do you think it is?
Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven.
Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven, eh?
Tell you what, lads, 1,400 quid, it won't make you a billionaire, but it'll get you there. Slowly but surely, it's wrong. I want to be a billionaire. Billionaire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said billionaire.
No. So flipping by.
Hold tight, Spice Girls, spice up your life here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 8:10. Quick shout out to Maria, Sarah and Rebecca Maguire this morning because they're listening to us in sunny Mallorca. They won't miss the show.
Mallorca!
So even in Mallorca, they're listening in for the laughs. Also, there was another one in from, greetings from Seville in Andalusia. In Spain. Love listening to the Irish station while I'm away. That comes in from, let me find out who that is, Elizabeth Clear, listening to us. And also, there was one in from somebody who, it was from, they're in trucks, right? And they're on one of those Chernobyl aid things.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I'm going to try and find it again or whatever. I think they're driving across Poland or something at the moment.
Oh, wow, fantastic, right?
Yeah, so they were listening in. They wanted us to give it a shout. I'll find the WhatsApp again. It's just been lost among all of the kind of win ones and all those kind
of
things.
They come in fast, in fairness.
And,
it's hard to keep
and
up.
We'll find it. We'll give a proper shout out. But in the meantime, now, just when you hear that music, right, in case you're listening outside of Dublin and you think, oh, for God's sake, here we go now, the pair of them are going to start going on about five in a row and three in a row.
No!
Not yet.
No. We've done it a bit. We have done it a bit, to be fair. We are harping on a bit about it this morning, but that's not what this is about.
No. This is about something very different. This is about a big charity event, which, in fairness, you're well aware of, because, as you know...
Because we never shut up about that either.
The whole thing started... when PJ wore the Kerry jersey for the first All-Ireland final on the Hill and raised a magnificent $7,000, in fact over $7,000, for Make-A-Wish Ireland, okay? That was the idea. It was a charity challenge that was put out there by Make-A-Wish Ireland and whatever came about after the Skill Zone episode and all that. And in fairness to PJ, took it well, did it, lived up to it, and raised a phenomenal amount, over $7,000, as we say, right? So the thing about it is, right, that the jersey has since been framed courtesy of the very, very nice people in Timeless Design, okay? Timeless Design put a beautiful frame on it, and it's got like PJ's pictures of us presenting PJ with the actual jersey. The jersey is signed, of course, by legends like Tomás O'Shea and Ger Brennan.
A picture of it on the hill on the day with the fans.
Picture of the event itself, all that sort of stuff. And it's beautifully framed, and we were wondering
what
to do
job.
With it. And, you know, if you were listening to the show last week while PJ was away, myself and Mike were just speculating, and a few people suggested the idea of an auction.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Why not try and raise a few extra quid for Make-A-Wish Foundation again?
Yeah.
That's what the whole thing has ended up being in aid of. So we definitely, so that's the plan. We're going to put it up for auction.
Yeah.
You can see it on our Classic Hits Facebook page, I'm sure, and Twitter and Instagram. It's on all of them. So any socials that we are involved in, you can go and have a look at it.
So
and if you like the look of it,
yeah,
make a bid.
And maybe you're part of a sports club, maybe you're part of a bar. Or just a company or something, and you think it would be, you know, both a nice memento and it would be a you know, a great thing to do, to donate to charity as well. So,
maybe something decent for you to have there if you're even.
And PJ has
maybe you're in
it
a divided house where you've got Kerry and Dublin people wandering around. It could be perfect for the place.
Yeah, who knows? It would look very well now on a wall somewhere. As I say, it could be a sports club, could be a bar, could be anything. Could be just a company. Maybe you just want it as a personal memento. It's literally been worn. For example, right?
It's also signed by Tomás O'Shea and Ger Brennan.
Exactly. And I just want to see if I can find this again. There was a woman on earlier on, right? And she said, here we go. Lads, has the jersey... No, that's not the one I'm talking about. There it is. Lads, is the Kerry jersey washed? Because I really fancy PJ, and I'd pay more if it wasn't.
Oh, dear God, calm down. It is not washed, because we couldn't wash the signatures off.
Who was that? That was Sarah Louise.
Sarah Louise, as mad as you are, and questionable in your tastes, I can answer your question and say it's not washed. No, definitely not.
Right.
But it is framed, so there you go. So don't let that put it off. It doesn't stank or anything like that.
So there you go. If you think you're up for it, right, here's what we've planned to do, right? You can literally WhatsApp us in. Just put the words jersey bid, okay? Jersey bid, and then whatever you want to bid for the actual framed jersey, and get it into us on WhatsApp 087-188-0008, and hopefully we can generate a few more bob for Make-A-Wish Ireland, and you can own a piece of GAA history, Kerry jersey worn on the hill in the year that the Dubs won 5 in a row.
Yeah.
So, whatever way you want to take it.
Whatever way you want to take it. So, it is here. Yeah, so we're doing it this way, though. It's text.
Jersey bid.
Jersey bid, yeah. 087-188-0008.
That's it.
And then stick in your number, whatever your number is, your magic number. Nobody's pressurising you. A few thousand euro would be great. Maybe I'm being slightly optimistic.
Slightly ambitious.
You know what I mean?
Anyway, whatever it is.
Maybe you don't want a house. You'd rather buy this. I don't understand. You do what you need to do.
So jersey bid, and whatever that magic number is for you, 087-188-0008. ELO, Living Thing, here are Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, 829. I found that WhatsApp in. It says, big hello to you from our trucks driving across Poland. John Hegarty, Pat Coughlin and Jenny Gallagher are enjoying the music, travelling back from Belarus on a Chernobyl Aid Ireland humanitarian aid convoy.
There you go. Congratulations. Well done, everyone. Yeah. That's brilliant. Fantastic
John Hegarty,
stuff.
Pat Coughlin and Jenny Gallagher. Good to have you along.
Fair play. Delighted that you stuck with us while you're doing such an epic journey. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And by the way, actually, just while I think of it, can I just say hello to Myra and to Nolene? Okay. I met them watching the game on Saturday. Big listeners to the show. Love the show. Never miss it. In fact, big listeners to the station overall. So Myra and Nolan, lovely to meet you. They were dead sound, and as I say, big fans of the show. And while I think of it as well, quick shout out to Kira and all the gang in the Sandy Mount Hotel. I stayed there on Saturday night after the game in the Sandy Mount Hotel.
Yeah.
Stayed in the heart of the Dubs. And it was fantastic. They looked after it. It's a cracking spot. Love it.
Delighted with yourself.
They looked after us so well. It was really fantastic. So, Kira,
I tell you,
all of the gang in the Sandy Mount Hotel, thank you very much indeed for that.
I met
as well.
Jim at the match yesterday, and I swear he never looked so rested, whatever you did to him. He must have gave him slaps and massages and everything. He looked fantastic.
It was great. It was great to be able to wander back there in my, shall we say, happy state.
Yeah, I'd say, well, not yesterday, you are. I think you were just escaping yesterday.
On Saturday. Saturday night, Jeff, was where we stayed. But anyway, but listen, thanks a million for that. Promise from Girls Aloud at 22 minutes to 9. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Good to have you along, folks. Breakfast table quiz on the way, of course. Nothing to beat on a Monday and a cracking prize, as always. So if you want to have a bash, just let us know that you want to play. Magic Mike could select you to get on and have a go. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. But PJ wants to bring something to your attention, something that you need to watch out for. Something that could affect you from a health perspective.
From a health perspective. I'm calling this, and this is my own title, Early Onset Christmas Disorder.
Okay.
And it's a
and
very serious
thing. And we have this
thing.
Kind of thing that we're, you know, we like to kind of have appropriate music for it.
Yeah. Ah, you are a feckin'. You knew. You see, this is you now. You're bringing this out.
What?
You know what you're doing.
What?
You know what you're doing. It's 100 days to Christmas today.
I didn't know that.
You knew enough that it was too early. You knew enough.
Hang on a second.
You knew enough.
All I heard was you said you wanted to talk about Christmas, and I thought, well, it's my job to give you the appropriate music.
I'd like to stay silent in protest, but that just means this jovial nonsense is going to go on in the background.
Right.
It's 100 days of Christmas.
What about
we're not ready for it.
Could
we're
get rid of that and give you this one. What about this?
That's better.
Is that the way you feel about it?
That's exactly how I feel throughout the entire Christmas season. Is how that music is, yeah. Walking around looking in shop windows. Happy people. Weirdos. Wrapping presents.
using sellotape.
Buying,
if they can find the start of it.
Buying plastic tubs of chocolates and eating them for breakfast.
Yeah. Right, okay, we'll have a happy compromise. We'll get rid of all of that and we'll just go with your standard run-of-the-mill kind of, you know, whatever you have in yourself. Right, go on then,
right,
tell us, what's the problem?
There you go. So a survey of more than 2,000 people has said that it'll be another 6 weeks really before we feel ready to tackle what is known and has become as the season of goodwill. Never felt much goodwill going around, but there you go. So this is the crack. Despite our complaints, a study does say that retailers are currently responding to consumer demand already and putting up Christmas produce on display. We saw evidence of that here this morning on this very show. Yeah. We received a photograph this morning
from Sheila in Shankill,
who took a picture of selection boxes in a Tesco in September. Tesco, shame on you. Shame on you.
So this
Brown
is saying,
Thomas, shame on you. All of you, shame on
this
you.
This is saying now, right, so we would have said that the retailers were foisting this on us. They were forcing Christmas on us too early.
Yeah.
And they're claiming now they're responding to customer demand.
Exactly, which is complete rubbish. Most of us think October 21st is literally the earliest we should even be talking about.
Sorry, I'm just laughing because... Dave in Wicklow has literally...
What's he done?
Wished you a Merry Christmas.
You can go fart your trousers. Go on and fart into your knickers, you feckin' idiot, you. Tick. Oh, unbelievable.
Is that the earliest you've ever been wished Merry Christmas?
Yeah, well, yeah, 16th of September. The All-Ireland has just happened. This is it now. This is what happens, right? So, years ago, it was like, you know, the 1st of December, you were like, oh, gee, how are we going the last 4 weeks of this now?
Yeah.
Years ago. And then it went Halloween. The day of Halloween was over, it started. Now, all Ireland, the GAA, the toy show then was traditionally actually before
a while.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now it's all Ireland. That's when Christmas starts now. The flippin' All Ireland has only flippin' flattered and it's over and that's it. Now there's people, there's selection boxes in the shops.
Sure, they were in there before it even happened. That's the weird
Don't
part.
Don't be telling me that now. I'm upset enough as
right,
it is.
Okay,
and
sorry.
Then whatever that hooja of a person, half-wit, wishing people happy Christmas in September. Unbelievable. There is apparently a super organised 26% of people that have already started doing their Christmas shopping. 26%. This can't be right. Gifts and decorations and even stockpiling the old fizzy drinks for Christmas has begun with
I'd say there's a few people who are finished. I'd say there's somebody out there.
5% actually.
Have finished it.
5% say they'll have all their purchases. Oh no, yeah. No, that's by mid-November. I beg your pardon. To the other end of the scale. No, thank you. You're right. There is definitely some.
There's
thankfully,
there
were too few to count.
Right.
And if you're one of them, don't you text me and let me know. Right? No one cares about your insanity. Running around spending money on Christmas in September. Leading lunatics. The other end of the scale, 50% of people will... cram their shopping trips into 4 days between the 21st of December and Christmas Day. They don't need to say it. We know. It's all men. Yeah. They're all. That's all, lads. And then other people will wait till Christmas Eve, which is insane. And of course, now they're saying Brexit is playing a part. So continuing Brexit fears, they don't know what's going to happen after Halloween with prices and availability of stuff and all of that in the event of a hard border, blah, 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 blah. Oh, imagine buying presents now and knowing you could get out of it.
Anyway. So Brexit has literally made Christmas come early.
Yeah.
Who thought that?
As if, and we thought we'd seen it all with Brexit. We thought we'd seen how bad it is already. No, there it goes. It's actually bringing Christmas on early. So there you go. Here it is now. They've listed in the paper. What paper did this? The Sun. Of course it was the Sun. Unbelievable. Of course they're pointing the finger at fun. The top five signs. Gee, I'm so upset I can't string a sentence together. That the season has started. They say the Late Late Toy Show airs on RTÉ. This year it's earlier again. November 29th. It's on this year.
Wow.
Christmas
FM. What a fantastic
FM.
Date, though, to be fair.
By the way, we obviously hate Christmas FM here. We play Christmas songs here. There's no point going after some jolly elf idiot who's going to be doing it all. You can hear them right here.
Who can't get a proper job.
Yeah, some halfway. Some lad who's just bouncing around. He doesn't even like Christmas. He's wearing a jumper and smiling for a few quid. Like some dressed up farting pretend elf. Ridiculous. So don't be... I'm not even going to say when that starts. No one needs to go there. Yeah. So major stores released their big budget Christmas ads, of course, like the John Lewis ads. Yeah. You know, that's a big one. The little one is becoming very big every year now as well.
That's the Carrot, Kevin, is it?
Kevin the Carrot, yeah. So they've started doing all their big M&S and Boots, and you know, they go Aldi, even go for tearjerkers now. As if Aldi can make you cry. The only thing that make you cry in Aldi is when you go in looking for mincemeat and come out with a Hoover. So they also say then the first mince pies are eaten. Yeah, that's a thing for me now. When I took into a mince pie, that's kind of the end of me then. That's 5 stone
yeah,
later.
I mean, I'd accept a mince pie pretty much any time of year.
I'd love one now.
Mince pie.
I'd love one now.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Any time of year.
But the only bad thing about mince pie is there's a bit of a taste of Christmas off it. Chris Kindle discussion begins on threat of work and family groups and all that sort of thing. That's what the Sun says are the top 5 signs of Christmas.
Wow.
Amazingly, unbelievably, shockingly and appallingly, we can now add on All-Ireland finals.
That's the sign of Christmas.
That's the sign. It's shocking. Absolutely shocking beyond format.
Do you want to read Shane's WhatsApp there? Or
thankfully, I don't have it open. Let me have a look. Oh, my Christmas. Listen to this now. This is a Limerick man, right? If anyone in Limerick knows this man, please give us an address. My Christmas tree is up since December 2016 and hasn't come down since. What in the name of all that is holy is going on in that house? Isn't that, that's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, that's that must be quite a place. I suspect there's a lot of people who know Shane in Limerick, if that's
yeah,
the case.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Shane.
Why did they like him?
No one's passing by your house, Shane, the same fair play to him. Nobody. You're another one. Go fart in your knickers.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the ball. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So this week we're giving you the chance to win a two-night stay in an executive room at the Maldron Hotel Cork. Dine, party and sleep on the Mall at Maldron South Mall. It's Cork's newest four-star city centre hotel, located right in the heart of Cork's shopping, entertainment and business district. So it could be yours this week. And nothing to beat on a Monday, which is always a good thing, PJ.
Nothing to beat at all. So there you go, you set the standard for the rest of the week at the Breakfast Table Quiz. And a guy called Mark Newman in Dublin is going to play and set the standard. How are you, Mark?
Well, PJ, how are things?
Not so bad at all, Mark. How are you getting on? Did you have a good weekend?
Good. Yeah, grand. No, very good.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. So are you like gym and sort of in full recovery after a...
I beg your pardon.
I meant recovering from the comforts he gave himself in the hotel over the weekend.
Well, that's it, you know. I might be able to pamper myself now with a trip to Cork, you know.
That's the way, man.
Hopefully
that's
so.
That's the way. I hope it works out for you. Look, the good news is, of course, you'll be top of the leaderboard today, no matter what happens. And as PJ said, hopefully you'll set the standard for the week. So you good to go?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, 60 seconds, here we go.
What is larger, a goose or a swan?
Swan.
What is the official currency of Liechtenstein?
The lira.
It's a Swiss franc. What are the colours and stripe of the stripes on the flag of the United States?
Red and white.
Footballer Zinedine Zidane represented what country?
France.
What dog has breeds called Clumber and Cocker?
Spaniel.
In the story of Noah's Ark, how many days and nights did it rain for?
40.
What tea is a large bird commonly cooked at Christmas?
Turkey.
What is pop star Britney's surname?
Spears.
Ankara is a capital city of what country?
Turkey.
Is breadfruit a type of bread or a type of fruit?
Fruit.
What pea is both a palm and a town in Italy?
Parma.
What is the nickname of the comedian Roy Brown?
Chubby.
What is measured with a seismograph?
Earthquakes.
What are dried plums usually called?
Grapes.
Prunes. As a currency, does Australia use dollars or pounds?
Dollars.
In which cartoon would you find the characters Freddy, Velma and Daphne?
Mickey Mouse.
It was Scooby-Doo. Ooh, Scooby-Doo.
I tell you, only that one at the end. My God, I tell you, what scoring though? What
start. And I tell you something, I asked the question about the earthquakes wrong and he still got the answer right.
Right.
So that's good going.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Oh, that's a huge score for a Monday, Mark.
That's a great score.
That's a huge score for a Monday, Mark. I should have slowed down. The phones won't be ringing at all because you...
I tell you, you've done very well to start the ball rolling with that. 13, now the standard to beat for the rest of the week. Listen, Mark, if nobody does, off you'll be going for your little pampering week break.
Happy days.
Pampering week.
Pampering week, jeepers, yeah. That's a sad day out, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. That's the kind of thing you don't necessarily look forward to. Yeah. But this you will at the Maldron Hotel in Cork. So listen, very best of luck with it, Mark. Well done.
Thanks a lot, lads.
Cheers.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Classic hits.
Do you think that could become a thing? A pampering week?
A pampering week? I don't know. It's not something I think would catch on now, no, to be too honest with you. Yeah.
Probably not. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd say he's got his face bag packed already. Do you reckon?
His face bag?
Or is he...
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Derek, thanks for playing. I hope your Monday gets a bit better. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers.
See you, Derek. Thanks a million.
Bye-bye now. Right, so not
CC Peniston.
CC Peniston. And not Locked Out of Heaven.
And not Locked Out of Heaven.
Right.
Which is, yeah.
By Bruno Mars.
By Bruno Mars. So, there you go. Damien Farley, another go. 20-5. You can have a back. PJ and Jim.